This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future reports. Innovations in genetics have produced tremendous results for large staple crops like corn and soybeans. But new technology could hold the same promise for more specialty crops. Dr. Matt DeLeo with Ella Life Systems says molecular farming has the potential to add a new layer of value to existing operations without requiring farmers to make major operational changes.
And, you know, whenever you speak to farmers in the U.S., at least, they're always hungry for new innovation, new ways they can produce more with less, right? And, the sugar beet world is no different. If you're, let's say, in the world of corn, there's lots of new innovations every year, but not every other crop gets that kind of attention. And so we've gotten, a lot of curiosity and a lot of interest from the farmers and processors and other people in the sugar beet world that we've talked to who see this as one more layer of value they can stack on top of what they're already doing without them really having to change too much, just take advantage of, this new technology.
DeLeo says truly innovative ideas have to seamlessly integrate into existing farm operations.
Technologists can, have this glib attitude of, just buy this new, application part for your tractor, right? And then no problem, you can just use it, right? And all this stuff costs money and time. And if you can fit within their existing way of working, it makes a really big difference.
Again, that's Dr. Matt DeLeo with Ello Life Systems. This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network.